It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars. How's it going?
There we go, America's enemy.
Iconic.
Gavin in the house.
Gavin McInnes.
I'm Osama bin Laden.
Where are you at? In Biden's basement?
Yep. I'm hiding here.
This is such a legendary show, you guys.
What?
There's George.
Click on this. Click on that. Got me clicking on shit. Click on this. Good morning.
Good to see you.
Everybody, how you doing there, Mr. Flag?
Hey, George.
Yeah, look at Gavin. You know Gavin? You met Gavin before?
I don't know whether I met Gavin before. Now, where's my mask? I'm concerned now.
Oh, you want to put the mask on the camera? What did Biden do to you?
Oh, Biden.
Now, where are you now? You still in Atlanta?
I'm still in the ATL, yes, sir. And I just declared, D.C., it's in the news again today. They want to make D.C. a state, right?
Right.
I think Atlanta should be a state because, you know, Georgia's shit. Atlanta should be its own state. How about that?
I agree. I kind of agree with that. It's like a ship by itself down there, surrounded by enemies.
Exactly. And everybody is coming from everywhere to Atlanta, not to Georgia. They're coming to Atlanta. And so that's why you make Washington, D.C. a state, and let's make Puerto Rico a state and Atlanta a state. So that's
three more states will be the good 53.
That's six senators, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's six Democratic senators. Gavin, what you think about that?
Nick DiPaolo's down there, right?
Is he?
Does he live here or is he down here working?
No, he just moved there because he couldn't handle the New York taxes. So he moved down to Hotlanta.
Oh, really? I thought he was still north of Terrytown where the other white people escaped. So he's down in Atlanta now?
Well,
he
should have gone to Florida, going to Texas or Nevada. That's no tax. We still got 8% tax here. Why would you move from 8.5% to 8%?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot more going on. Culturally, Georgia, Atlanta is way better than New York.
What do you mean culturally? Now. You mean like outside of Atlanta or inside of Atlanta?
I don't see them as that different.
There is a difference. Have you been to Georgia?
No.
You ever heard of this lady named Miss Green, Marjorie Green?
She's pretty cool. I like her. I understand she just got fired.
She got fired from being on the education committee because why would she belong there if she think Parkland and all that was fake?
Stupid.
She never said that. See, that's the problem with all this stuff.
Okay, so what's the truth, Gavin? Educate a brother.
He can't tell me shit about her, about Green. He can't educate me. Go ahead, Delvin.
There was some crazy Facebook post 2 years ago where this guy listed like 900 things. And she responds, yeah, that's all true. And I've seen the Georgia Stones. This is not her making an unequivocal statement about her beliefs. This is just a random Facebook. Yeah, I agree about 50,000 things.
What about she's standing there with the AK-47, AK-15 rifle with the squad? How about that? That's not enough?
What's the matter with that? She wasn't aiming it at them. She was saying, these women are pussies, and I'm a real woman. I carry a gun. Well, you know, like Harriet Tubman. She was photographed regularly with a gun.
She needed a gun. She was surrounded by white people.
Yeah.
And the dark.
Now, what about this QAnon stuff now, Gavin? You know. This QAnon shit is nonsense. Come on now. I know you're a Proud Boys founder, but come on.
I never backed that, but I never even looked it up. I never paid attention to QAnon. I generally don't like Anonymous in general. All these people online talking shit with their fake names, it's just a pussy move. They don't exist as far as I'm concerned. If you don't use your name, you don't exist.
So I agree. I agree. Whenever I see somebody like comment on something and I look at it as like zero followers, zero, and I'm like, you're not even a real person. Don't try to bot me. I don't need bot beef.
And they'll say shit like, Sherrod, you're a bitch. If I ever see you out in the streets, I'll fucking kill you. I know how to fight, blah, blah. And you go, who is this? And even the avatar isn't a face.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're playing a video game, dude. Leave me. Go away. Go away.
Well, for me, it's usually as a family member or as a bot.
It's your dad.
Yes, Pops.
Say something, Karen. Karen hasn't said a word. She never talks. Talk to me, Karen. I want to hear you.
Yeah, Karen's been up to nonsense, Pops.
I'm face like a millennial. Been staring at my corner of the screen this entire time. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't care. I think all attention is good attention. I don't care if it's an egg or somebody that I know or my dearest friend or the love of my life. I don't give a shit. You want to comment on my... I get a comment every time I do something. I get a comment on something like, what's up with her face and the color of her skin? Like, all
yeah, right. You get whiter every week. They're right about that. My white daughter gets whiter every week.
Well, you know what's funny?
What do you think about this Marjorie lady, Karen?
I don't fucking care. This is all a game. Oh my God.
You gotta care.
She said one thing. Of course, the Democrats control the Senate and the White House and Congress and everything. So they seized the opportunity to kick her off a bunch of committees. Of course, this was how it's going to play out. Nobody read what she said. Nobody even cares.
She's a QAnon fucking supporter. Yeah. All these fucking nonsense of conspiracy.
Does he know like that? Anderson Cooper,
my question is, friend of the show. He drinks baby blood. That ain't right.
She never said that.
Is she
never said anyone drink baby blood.
Sherrod, and actually everybody on the show knows how much stuff gets taken out of context and then how much people never ever go back and read.
Okay, let's just go to the one thing. Let's go to QAnon. Let's go to the God. That's two things. Okay. Everything. How about your Jews and the laser? How much more do you need to know?
She said that.
That's
fair. The Jews have got the space lasers starting wildfires in the West.
I'm saying, look, here's my question. In all seriousness, let's say she said exactly that, okay? I haven't even bothered to read it, so I don't know, and I don't care that much. But let's say that's exactly what she said. Jews are responsible for space lasers. How many people do you think that's actually going to resonate with, that's going to make a difference in the world?
When I didn't see January 6th, I would say not many. But once I saw the storming of the Capitol, I would say
I'm an Israeli too. I care what people say about Jews. I'm Israeli.
But Karen, she represents you. But Karen, she represents you. That's why you got to care. She represents you.
Look. I'm not saying that I don't care about politics in general. I'm not saying that I don't care about people's actions. I'm saying that this out of context little snippet is in my mind. I don't want to jump on board the manufactured outrage train every time.
But that's why you got to do your own homework.
So what are you going to do?
Homework and find out how much of this is reality, and it's a lot of it.
But you know what? Fuck that. They pull a string and I'm supposed to jump. I'll decide myself what I care or don't care about. She stabbed a child or said the Holocaust was great. I would care about that. But what did she say? She gave an off-color statement one time. So kick her off a committee and go get on with your day.
Facials and stuff like that this week.
Listen, Congress has accomplished nothing. They do nothing. They help no one. But they get it together to demonize this lady and kick her off a committee. Fine, play your game.
She's a psychopath. She's a QAnon.
They're all psychopaths. They're all psychopaths. Career politicians.
Yeah, but it's fine to be a psychopath and not in the Senate or Congress. It's like, it's one thing for people to elect you. I don't say take her out of her office because she was elected.
I do.
But you don't mean take her out of her office.
Whatever, she represents the people, George, guys. And some people believe.
But Karen, you said Congress does nothing.
Let George talk, Karen.
Karen, I want to get it. She says Congress does nothing. What did you mean by that?
Yes.
I mean that every time we have a real existential life or death problem, that something needs to absolutely be done about, and it's not going to line anybody's pockets, and it's not about
stimulus packages.
Hold on. You asked me. It's not about starting a war that everybody gets rich off of or whatever. They drag ass. They run out of money. They go on recess. Congress takes more holidays than anybody else. Why are we here, essential workers or whatever, busting our asses, getting COVID and dying? And Congress is constantly on vacation. These people go home for the weekend when 500,000 people are dead. Stay in your office and do your fucking job. How come France or whatever got $2,000 a month in relief the entire time we've had a pandemic, and we got a couple hundred total? Fuck that. Do something.
Because France is like, they're sweeter people because they eat crepes all day. Pop George.
Do something. Why do we have no access to the wealth?
That's what you should do. You should do something. That's where your vote comes in. I did something. That's what we have Ossoff. That's what we have Warnock. That's where we do something and we make things happen and make a change.
But what do you mean? When you vote, you make a difference and you take over the Senate just like we did. That was a big vote that did that.
Thank you.
It's like there's a reason why the Democrats have the have power in the Congress and the Senate because of votes. Gavin,
yes, no shit.
You're Canadian.
No shit.
Talk on it.
I register. I stay registered in Pennsylvania even though I live here so I can swing that state. I'm doing my part. I'm not going to go into politics. Are you out of your fucking mind?
But you, we all in politics because we got to vote. We all in. If you want to be in or not,
you got to vote.
I do my, what am I supposed to do more?
Gavin,
tell us. Pull that handle.
There's no sense in voting. It's a waste of time. I voted for Trump. I brought you guys Trump. You threw him in the garbage. I tried to save America.
There we go.
And you said no thanks. So, I mean, I give up now. You can have, it's sort of like I have kids day here at the house once a year. And I let the kids eat, you know, Lucky Charms for dinner.
Wait a second. This is really fucking, this is fucking race wars here. You gave me Trump.
I gave you Trump.
You motherfucker. I wanted to write a book on how Trump fucked up my life, and you gave me Trump.
I'm the guy.
Trump. I'm the outbreak monkey. I'm Trump.
Yeah, I'm the fucking virus bat.
You just cut my neck off, Sharon. You just cut my fucking neck off. Just you introduced me to the guy that gave me Trump.
I had to. I had to bring these worlds together. It's racist.
You can't do that. You have to give me a warning, man.
He's the founder, Papa George. He's the founder of the Proud Boys.
George,
Gavin.
You are speaking to a legendary.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, you can't let him hear this. He's the founder.
Watch the old cunt.
He's the founder of the Proud Boys. Gavin is. Them because they went too dark.
He can't go to Canada.
No, I can't.
Now, Justin just banned them from Canada, you know. So
yeah, he made a domestic terrorist group. The KKK did not meet their criteria, but the Proud Boys met their criteria. So now
I support that.
Now, if you buy like a Proud Boys hat in Canada, you can get
arrested.
The KKK,
they bad people,
terrorists.
But they sure can throw a barbecue, goddammit. They still Canada's eat the same ribs I eat.
To be fair, Canada stays wild.
What? Hey, the Proud Boys are banned from Canada because they just got recognized as a terrorist group.
Well, why shouldn't they be banned from America? So, I'm going to get some talk now. Go ahead.
What terrorist act have they committed?
Well, I think you watched January 6th. Something happened. I don't know whether I was asleep. I don't know.
torches?
January 6th was a complete mess. I kept telling people not to go, but the guys who were there happened to be members. If the Knights of Columbus, if someone was arrested there and they were a Knight of Columbus, does that mean the Knights of Columbus stormed the Capitol?
Well,
the ones that were there.
I know. Yes, when you say it like that.
No? So you saying that they just happened to be Proud Boys, but the Proud Boys didn't support storming the Capitol.
Potato fucking potato.
No, some of them did. There's a huge civil war in the Proud Boys. Most of them are saying make Proud Boys clandestine again and get back to the Animal House roots, which is just a drinking club. And then there's these fucking rally boys that have to go to every event in their flak jackets and start screaming about Trump. I mean, I understand it once or twice, but we'd already been to D.C. Or sorry, they had already been to D.C. twice and they got stabbed. And they go, we're going back for more. And I'm like,
you're
going to die.
What happened there? I only been here.
They hate the Jews.
Who's in control of the Proud Boys now? Who's running it? Like, was it the official?
What's the purpose of the, what's the agenda of the Proud Boys?
Male, born male.
Yeah. I know the leader right now, the guy who leads it, he's a Cuban American.
He's Afro-Cuban named Enrique Tarrio.
Yeah.
But he just got exposed
to get him more credibility.
Yeah, maybe it was an affirmative action hire. It didn't work because it turns out he used to work for the feds as a snitch.
Right. Oh, that's what I heard. I heard that he was so how do they feel about that?
They're
maybe
not
he's
very
still snitching. Maybe he's still snitching. I think he's still working.
Yeah, the whole head of the snake has been cut off. It could be the end of the club, especially with this domestic terrorism thing. But I want to ask you guys, as lefties, don't you think it's unusual that there's so much attention and so much scrutiny on the Capitol? And no one's talking about the 10 months of rioting with Antifa and BLM that led to at least 30 deaths.
But see, this is always this false dichotomy that righties bring up. Why does it have to be one or the other? It was talked about incessantly. More recently, the fucking nation's capital was stormed. So now we're talking about that.
Capital, yes.
Yes,
one it's can news, Gavin. It's called news.
No, this is like when blacks say, hey, police killing blacks and black on black, it's all the same. They're all bad. No, 20 blacks get killed by blacks a day. 6 unarmed blacks get killed by cops a day. They're not the same.
But they're
not even the same. You're all bad.
It's all bad, but it's not. Bad. Okay. But you're right, it's not all bad, but the policemen shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
Right.
Yes,
we don't know what happened in the black community, but we do know a person of power should make a wise judgment not to shoot a guy in the back running away from him.
Yeah.
Numbers matter, though. Numbers matter.
Those 6 numbers do matter. Yeah, one number matters. The number 1 matters.
Okay. All right. 6 people die from spider bites a year. Let's focus on that's terrible. We got to
tackle
that.
Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock those spiders up. Yeah. Lock those spiders up. Send them to jail.
Keep on spiders.
You take the good, you take the bad, fucking Peter Parker.
That's so dumb. Listen, so spiders are not the arm of the law. Spiders are not the government.
Exactly.
And also, yeah, so arrest them. Fucking lock up those spiders. You 100%, yeah. You're right. No one's arguing with you.
Yeah, nobody's arguing with you. So
police brutality is not a thing.
Not against you.
Come on, Gavin.
Not against me either.
Oh my God, wait a second, Gavin.
Gavin.
The guy sitting next to you, Gavin. The guy sitting next to you, he can't walk down the street. I don't know how old Sherrod is, Mr. Small is, but there's not one day
in his
life, there's not one day in his life or my life that we could walk out of our house and not tense up if we see a police officer. How about you?
That is total and utter horseshit.
That's not horseshit.
Are you telling me what my life is?
You've been brainwashed. This is what Dante Nero said.
How can you brainwash me and I live this? I live this.
Have you ever been pulled over? You're not being hunted for sport. You want to know what it's like to be hunted?
Drive
down I-95 with me in a car while I'm driving. I guarantee we get pulled over.
Let's make $100
back. You get pulled over.
You want the $100 you won back off that loss you took on Trump?
Yes.
And the cop is going in the opposite direction. We'll turn around and you.
They'll turn around.
That's crazy talk. You're nuts.
That's the Gavin.
Gavin, we're telling you the truth. You don't know what we do. You don't know what
Gavin,
we do.
Gavin, that's the truth.
Oh, my God. Obey the speed limit. Drive your normal rate. You will not get pulled over.
Money, I never speed. I go right. I know how to drive up 95. I went to college in Maryland. Driving back, it was like this. Once we get pulled over, we probably have an hour and a half left.
How you going to speed? How you going to speed from Maryland?
Schedule.
Yeah. How you going to speed from Maryland to New York? It's all traffic. How you going to speed?
$100. $100, Sherrod. Let's drive from Tarrytown, like you were just talking about, to Staten Island.
Upper Tarrytown, because Tarrytown is even too ethnic for you and follow that. That's why I teased him, because he moved out of Tarrytown to go Upper Tarrytown, and now he's down in Georgia. He's in Atlanta.
Dude, you want to know about danger? Try being a Trumper in New York City. I get attacked on a daily basis. I've had my house vandalized. I've had my children threatened. I've had my wife terrorized. I get assaulted on an almost weekly basis for being a Trump supporter in a liberal town.
That's exactly what happens to us in certain neighborhoods with the policemen.
No, that's exactly what happened to you in the 60s. I am living the life.
I'm talking about now.
You know what, guys? Everybody relax. Gavin's right. Every time I've had any kind of interaction with the police, they've been so nice to me.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They arrested me and let me go in 1 hour. They helped me find directions. They helped me pick up my luggage. You guys just don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you should be nicer. Maybe you should help the police. Maybe I'm just helpful and nice.
Karen, you finally spoke the word. You're speaking the word now, and they should let you go.
Everybody just calm down. The police are kind and helpful, okay? Relax.
And they say they're good policemen out there, and I'm sure they are good policemen out there, but and I got family members that are police officers, and sometimes I have to double look at them because I know they're nice to me, but they may be fucked up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because they've got that power. It reminds me of like
Dante Nero the other day. He said to me, you know, every time I get in my Jeep and I leave the house in Brooklyn, I don't know if I'm coming back home alive.
Well, he does have his own face painted on his Jeep.
That's because of his stripper past. That's because he was a stripper in the past and he know he fucked somebody's wife.
Yeah, he was a pimp. He had sex slaves. And he's talking about how he's a victim in New York City and how horrible.
It's not with the sex slaves. Like you never dabbled in your day.
I was never a pimp.
Not a pimp, but you've been a John. So you supplied the money to the business?
Okay.
Motherfucker.
How did you find out about that?
I know. I can tell by your face. You ain't better than nobody.
You have John.
Oh, had our moments with that Asian girl. I know you went all Asian too when you went in.
Okay, someone is fucking ratting to you and I want to find them.
Your face tells me what I need to know, Gavin.
Snitches everywhere. Jesus.
You love the age.
I think you guys are fucking
with
me.
Your wife there, I know she's Asian too.
I think you guys are fucking with me. I think you guys told Gavin, say this, say that, so George.
No,
he's actually hit the nail on the head. But it was Montreal in Canada, and there was no pimp. It was like they were independent. But I've never really done it before. So I went down on her to sort of get into the zone.
Right.
And she wasn't into that, obviously. She's so poor. So as I was down there, I was playing techno music. And she looks down at me and she goes, you like techno music? And then I'm sort of like, I look up and I'm like, yeah, sort of. And we're talking about techno.
That's a good girl. She knows how to be. You probably went back to see her again. Boom. What a conversation.
She was not exactly squirting.
As Rick Brown would say, whoa.
And then the other times were in Costa Rica and I just couldn't get it up because it's so weird to be with someone who needs money to have sex with you. You're like, what am I, Rocky Dennis?
No, so right, the money is not to have sex ever. With you.
The money is for her to leave. Nice. Nobody? Shucky Green.
That's the oldest joke in the book, Sherrod. What's next, the chicken in the road?
Whoa, that's a good joke. Yeah. What was in the road for, Black Lives?
See, that's newer. That's fresher.
That's newer.
You laugh. By the way, Pops, I gave me and Gavin made a bet on Trump and Biden who would win. We really? Bet money on it. I won, and then I donated the money to Black Lives Matter in his name as being the founder of the Proud Boys.
And I'll bet you another $100 you didn't actually do that. You just said that, but you took the money for yourself.
And I'll bet you another $100 that I told my white daughter to do it. And she still dropped the ball on it.
Gavin knows you so well.
He's right.
This is what they call really Freaky Friday here. This shit is hot up in here. My goodness.
The tweet was easier than the actual.
Why did you bet that Trump would win and you knew he would lose?
I knew he would win and I was right.
No, you're right about what? Believe he won. He won. He still believed, because he was, even after election, but he was like, he'll still get inaugurated.
He just said he won.
He still thinks it.
He did. He won the votes.
How did he win? Tell me which way, how, which, number one, number two, number three.
You rigged the election, you guys.
How did we rig? So why did all the other Republicans get in? We just rigged one person?
Yeah, we rigged it by letting black people vote in their districts.
And we said, go ahead and put Ms. Green in, Marjorie Green, go ahead and put her in.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. You had one focus, and that was Biden. That's why you saw so many ballots that just said Biden on them, and nothing else was checked off.
What?
Shut up.
There was millions of votes.
Where are they? You have all this information, but we have never seen this ever. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, where is it? Where's the evidence?
Okay, but where did you see this, Gavin? Explain this. Where did you see it?
What?
Where did you see it? Like, where did you hear this report?
What did you get your info from? What? Your data?
We had a thing on our site, censored.tv, called ElectionGate, where there was thousands and thousands of links. Examples of ElectionGate. You guys haven't even heard of this?
Site.
I heard of it. I read through some of the stuff.
Is there another place to find
Greg Gutfeld about it.
I mean, every time I bring this up, someone goes, give me your source. And I'm like, for which one? I mean,
you just cited your own website as a source for your own website.
No, my own website own website lists hundreds of other articles from Wall Street Journal and Breitbart and Daily Caller and Daily Wire and a million sites that are.
So why didn't Fox get this? Why didn't Fox get this news that you have these sources? Why didn't Fox get these sources?
Fox pussied out. Fox has become mainstream, but they were dubious at the beginning, at least.
Wait, Fox is mainstream now? It's too, so Trump's coming out with his own network because Fox is too mainstream?
Yeah. I don't know if he's coming out with his own network. I hope so. But Fox sold out a lot about around the time of the election. They started
with all of that data.
Sell out? Because first of all, news is supposed to be objective, right? So how did they sell out if they went with what they thought was right?
Yes.
You can't bring up voter fraud. You can't bring up certain subjects on that show or you will get cut off, just like CNN.
Because if it ain't true, they don't want to report it.
Exactly.
But you're not reporting it. You're in an interview. You're hearing someone's opinion.
But why do you calling Biden a winner, that's an opinion?
No, saying I doubt the Dominion machines are reliable. They've been known to be false in the past. They're okay. From Cuba. They okay. Were used in Canada in dubious elections. So if we you see it on Fox, machines. You'll go for it. They'll go we, snow. We
got,
it'll be over.
If I'm wrong, I thought we got rid of the machines and we did a hand count like twice.
Yeah, and plus we had machines and the actual written vote. So you can always check one against the other.
That's what I'm saying. We hand counted.
So if there was no discrepancies in the machines, because you got the written vote anyway.
Yes.
And why couldn't we monitor these hand counts? Why couldn't we see what's going on?
We did
when you
monitor.
Say monitor, you mean right
that's
next
what
to
we asked to leave.
Them. That's what we did monitor. Them. You take the hand, and we came up with the same numbers. We did monitor.
You mean monitor like the Capones tried to do in Chicago? When his brother got shot over trying to change votes?
Look, the subject just got shut down.
Right outside of Chicago, actually.
The subject just got shut down, and we wanted to see more details. We had all these judges following the money.
What are the more details you wanted to see?
Yeah.
I wanted to see why that suitcase appeared. I wanted to see why Republicans were asked to leave the counting rooms. I wanted to see why they put up huge pieces of Bristol board over the windows. I wanted to see
we got all
why
of that
mail-in
on camera.
Votes were...
You saw all
were,
of that on camera. You saw all of that on,
on saw
camera.
On camera. And we knew that those people who were reporting were trying to influence the voters because they were yelling things and saying things when the voters were coming in. That's why they were told to stand back.
That's just not true. This is a thing I noticed about you people, lefties.
You mean Leos?
You'll say something and I'll go, holy shit, that sounds terrible. And then I'll go look it up after the argument and it's not even close.
Well, you knew that was coming up today. Why didn't you have it ready?
That never happened with me, Gavin. like this. Damn, he was so right.
Yeah.
And handsome.
Look, there's about 100 problems with this election. And the problem with the media is as soon as you go near them or try to analyze them, you get shut down. So I believe Trump won this election, not by a landslide, probably because he was too busy appeasing rappers. But I do think... I do think that he won. And
you think he won because he got more popular votes than Biden?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Pennsylvania? You're talking about Georgia? You're talking about Michigan or Wisconsin? Where did he get the most votes?
New York?
Georgia is a good one. Wisconsin's a good one. You know, a lot of these swing states, too, had been manipulated for years before the election. That's another major thing that no one talks about. How... that they've been messing with the whole process of how votes are counted for years up to this election. And Time Magazine just had a big article conceding that. And they said, no, we weren't rigging it. We were fortifying it. We were making it stronger for the past 4 years.
But
so the left is admitting they were
fucking
with the system.
Republicans started knowing. It's all
Let me ask one question. So let's say that you're right. I mean, it's so believable that elections are always fucked with, always. Like, there's an opacity to them. There's people in power that we can't see. Like, that makes perfect sense. Let's say this has always happened, always, okay? That there's always some kind of corruption in elections. Why did you not get mad about it when Trump was elected?
Exactly.
I didn't think it was, because it was a bullshit story about Russia.
No, but if
no, that's not the question. The question is, if there's always election fraud,
when our most popular president is JFK, we know that election was rigged and a mob was involved, and that's why he won. We know that.
If the elections are always rigged and there's always
corruption, I never said the elections were always
rigged. So this was the one time in American history when there was election corruption.
There was tons of talk about Trump won, you people wouldn't shut up about Russia for years. You also were freaking out with Al Gore and George Bush, and you said that was all election fraud. Now that it's
and
in
what
your
did
favor,
we do?
You're like, election
what did we
fraud
do? We
exist.
Accepted it and it
we
continued.
Accepted it and we rolled on.
And we rolled on.
You didn't storm
no, you
the Capitol.
Didn't. Are you crazy with Al Gore? You wouldn't shut up about Al Gore.
When nobody stormed
the Capitol.
Some
people.
Sharati, one at a time.
They fucking yelled at their TVs like Americans do. Not fucking anarchists.
Hey, when Obama won fair and square, I went, all right, dummies, you got your Messiah. Enjoy yourselves. I didn't care. I didn't think it was election fraud.
But that was when Trump won,
you would not shut up about Russia for years and years and years. Russia's still going, by the way. They're still talking about Russia.
Everybody knew that, first of all, Putin had it in against Hillary Clinton. We know that because she went after him in Russia. That's why he said he's going to fuck with her getting elected in America. That's facts.
No, that's not facts. That's not facts.
That's facts.
All we have for Russia collusion is a bunch of hackers who spent $100,000 on Facebook.
She exposed him and his dealings with the oligarchs and how they was really running Russia. And then all these people got shut out and their money got cut off from America. Cut off. They cut off their accounts. And he said, I'm going to get Hillary back. And he did, because he's Putin. And he's a man of his word. And if Russia Trump was half of them, we'd have a wall.
Putin has nothing to do with election. But you guys have your own Putin now. You got your socialist. You're going to be basking in socialism for the next maybe 8 years.
You don't benefit from socialism.
Cannot fucking wait.
You got your Lucky Charms for dinner, kids. It's kids day.
Give me health care.
Kids day for the next 8 years.
Stimulus. God damn it. I'm waiting.
Enjoy your Mars bars for dinner. Sleep in. Play Roblox all night, kids. You got your wish.
Where's my shit? Where's my
It's like that you said for the next 8 years. So you admit that Biden will win again, huh, Gav?
He just said it. Yes. He just said it.
I did. America's over. America is Canada now. It's Britain now. It's a socialist country.
My bad.
It's all about woke politics. They think white supremacy is the biggest problem with the country. They're going to ignore. Is. They're going to ignore the shattering of the black family via welfare. They're going to ignore black on black crime. It's going to be all about cops. All right, go bananas.
The shattering of the black family happened because of private prisons. It only can be
one thing.
What?
It can be about all those things. It's like, why can't progress be about all those things?
And what kind of beer are you drinking, McKenna's? What's the name of that beer you're drinking?
Yeah. I'm a Bud Man.
Heineken. Okay. Dutch.
And your last name, is there some kind of alcohol with McKenna's with your last name?
There is, Guinness.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're a real Bud drinker, you don't have Bud in your house because you drank it all. So you have to resort to some shitty German beer because that's all that's left.
That's not German. That's Scandinavian.
It's not German. It's Dutch.
It's Dutch.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
That's because they occupied them. Don't mean they own them.
There you go, yeah. So you do have
I'm such a nationalist that I don't like Europe.
What?
I don't care about Europe.
But what about your wife's anniversary trip?
What?
Ain't you taking your wife there for an anniversary to Portugal?
I took her to Paris, Mr.
Reese. Hey, that's Europe. I knew I'd expose you.
But no, I think I'm obsessed with the American family. We would need more American families. Black, white, everything. American. Less single moms, less divorce. If we had the American family back, this country would thrive. But
well, how do we do it? How do we do it? In your mind, how do we get back to how do we get to that?
Well, with black Americans, we stop.
With any Americans, with all of us.
Let us start with black first, since I need to hear this.
Okay, start with black, but go through all of them, though.
Okay.
What do I need to do to be American?
You're American. We have to stop incentivizing women to leave their baby daddy by giving them a check.
What if it's an abusive relationship or something like that?
Oh, come on.
What I mean, wait, is never that?
That's like when you talk about abortion and they go, what if she was raped? Okay, fine. If it's abusive,
what are you going to do? Let the kid starve? What are you going to do? Not get to give the kid education? You can't eat? What are you going to do?
Yeah, what can you do? What do you want to do?
I've seen their waistlines. They're not starving. The biggest problem with America's poor is
that that was not cool there. You've seen their waistline. That's not cool there.
The biggest problem with America's poor is they eat too much.
Oh,
no, that we got food deserts and we don't have good choices. Wait, yeah, we don't have groceries. My mother used to drive an hour and a half to Long Island to get groceries in Brooklyn.
Whole Foods tried to open in East New York. They almost got murdered because they said it was gentrification.
Wait, who's in charge of stuff opening? Blacks?
You think there's a Stalin who's controlling all of the stores? The free market controls it. And in Harlem and East New York, they don't want fancy food. They want Popeyes.
No, we don't. We want fruits and vegetables just like anybody else. Are you nuts? Listen, have you ever been to a Jamaican restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, is anything in there not fresh?
No, and Jamaican that's restaurants are gone from Harlem.
But where I'm the, saying, I'm not talking about Jamaican restaurant in Harlem. You ever been to a soul food restaurant? Soul food.
Yeah, soul food restaurants are also gone. Is there
anything in there
that's
processed? Anything like we eat fresh shit when we got the opportunity
Harlem's
to do that.
Got no more Jamaican restaurants, no more soul food restaurants. They're gone.
Because
that's supply and demand. That's not the white man.
Who told you they're gone? Who told you they're gone? They're all there.
That's not true.
You got Jamaican. You got brand new Jamaican restaurants opening in Harlem, all over Brooklyn. You got brand new, so you got a lot of soul food restaurants. What do you mean?
Open it everywhere.
Which one have you? Which one do you know?
Anything? They got food trucks now.
Yeah. What one do you? Which one do you know that closed? Which one do you know that closed?
That's not true. The number one spot in any black neighborhood is the fish spot. It ain't no title on it. It's just a black dude who cooks fish.
In a Spike Jonze movie. I wish it was reality.
That is reality. Now,
who is Spike Jonze?
Spike Lee, sorry.
You mean Spike Lee. Spike Jonze is a white dude who did like American History X.
Spike
Hey, what do you mean there's no black restaurants in Harlem? I mean,
Harlem is losing its charm on a minutely basis.
Because they're getting priced out.
Dunkin' Donuts and Popeyes, and all the chicken joints are disappearing.
But that's good. That's real for every mom and pop shop. I don't care if you're black or white. Dunkin' Donuts, Home Depot, all these places are pricing out any fucking middle American family who try to be a business owner selling these products. But that's our own fault as consumers, because we run to these places that at the same time smother our communities. We do that, black and white.
Did anyone else think of NWA when you said selling these products?
No, what? That's a song?
No, okay. I'm
Okay, so that's the black thing. Now, with whites and the family, we need to add some sort of a stigma when some guy dates a girl from 20 to 32, like, say, Kurt Metzger or whatever, and then dumps her, and she loses her best years. Like, it's cool.
Do you not have eyes in your head?
Karen did that?
You think those are my best years?
I'm a white daughter.
That is adorable. Who do you think left who? How old do you think I am?
Thank
you. I have so many questions about this narrative.
Who do you think, who left who?
Who are you?
Who's zooming who? No,
the
but I mean.
Best years? Do you have eyes, Gavin?
Okay, I'm sorry. What's wrong with you? We do this every
fucking time. Best years? He dumped her? Who have you been speaking to?
Yes, white daughter. Preach.
Where do you get your facts? Your own website?
She's doing better now than ever. She's doing better now than ever. She made the choice.
Oh my God, look at me with your eyes.
You look breathtaking.
Jesus Christ, I'm glowing.
Literally,
I don't
glowing.
Remember glowing a day in my 20s.
You look pregnant. You look
what
fantastic.
A cunt you are.
So what I was saying is, we need to
You're
bring
right,
back
Gavin. I should be
people.
More like you, married, miserable, fat, upset, cunty, drunk, Ooh. Too many kids. Ooh. I should be doing that. Gavin, yeah, some people at home are eating food. Put that away.
Sorry, Karen.
Sorry, everybody.
He's going to jerk off to this whole exchange, by the way.
There should be some
He doesn't jerk off. That's wrong, too. You know, he doesn't jerk off. No, not him. No.
In the white community, it's cool to keep fucking forever, and putting a ring on is considered stupid, and that's for losers, and you got to be empowered and stuff. And I think that's why the white family is shattered.
Why
so
do you
black and the white families
don't you
both
think,
have problems?
Gavin, that this is just how some people's lives are? That when I graduated, it was the middle of a recession with thousands of dollars of student debt. Then there was a pandemic. All kinds of stuff happened. I dated someone who was a soulmate of mine, and that didn't work out. And this is how my life went. Do you maybe think that it's not a political choice to antagonize you personally? And that maybe this has nothing to do with my beliefs about love and family and marriage?
Isn't it funny how you totally come to life when we start discussing marriage? Like, Congress, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. And then I say,
Gavin, where have you been? We had an entire discussion on this podcast, and now we're continuing it.
I know,
what
but look,
up
it's
your
like,
ass?
Who put a
who
quarter in you? Like, you just sprung to life.
Out, Gavin.
You finally found a subject to care about on this podcast.
I care about every subject on this podcast. It's my podcast, Gavin.
I haven't seen
you know you're on my
yet.
Show, right? Welcome to my
I've
house.
I've been animated for 45 minutes and all of a sudden it's like, poof, she's on.
Maybe you just don't listen when anyone but you is talking, but I've been here the whole time, Gavin.
So anyway.
Where do your facts come from? Excavated out of your own asshole?
I think the solution to all of our problems is more American families.
Great, good for you.
Gavin, where do you live?
I live outside of New York in Westchester.
Okay. Yeah, he does. The outbreak capital of the state.
That's right. That's why he's such an expert on police brutality in Harlem.
Yeah, he's the Wonder Bread man.
Yes, he's all up in Harlem every day, just on the streets, getting facts up in from Westchester,
I guess. They don't have Jamaican restaurants no more.
I go to New York City every day. I shoot my show in New York City. I'm very familiar with the town. Lived here for 20 years.
Gavin, look how much you come to life when we talk about Jamaican restaurants. It's weird. It's actually
But I will
weird.
Say...
What show do you have? What show do you have?
I only have three kids, which I consider a failure. I always say.
No, not kids, but what show do you have?
Oh, what show?
Yes, sir.
It's called Get Off My Lawn, and it's on censored.tv.
Okay.
That's why you've never heard about it in your entire life.
Well, 22,000 people pay $10 a month, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Are you serious? You're always making your white money. Nobody's you perfect, always Gavin. Know how to figure out some niche to make your money monthly.
Yeah, it's called being a workaholic with a high IQ.
Okay, then cut the bullshit and tell me something about your network, because that's what I'm interested in right now.
Yeah.
I want to make money on the social media. What you're doing with your get the fuck off my grass.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. And then maybe you can help me. You want the blacks to do certain things. Teach me how to make fucking money on the network, okay?
There we go.
Well, I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning. I thought that we could have a civil conversation, so I would get Cornel West and Candace Owens.
Did I lose him?
What?
Did you guys have? I you lost. Got you. Him, are you there, Gavin?
You still got me? Check, check, yeah. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's talk about this money thing. Come on.
Okay.
Let's
there
talk
we go.
About this
go
green thing.
I'm trying to. So, okay. I had this. The initial business plan was let's have right and left argue it out. So I had Cornel West and Candace Owens, Ann Coulter. And Gina Belafonte, I'd have right and left, right and left. But the lefties would refuse to come on. So eventually I had to pay them. And I was paying them like tens of thousands of dollars. And they kept-
Oh, fuck you then. How come I'm not on yet? I'll do what you want me to do for $10,000.
I gave up. It wasn't cost effective. So now I save money just by having regular Joes just talk shit all day.
But Gavin, it's not right and left if you're hosting. It's right and left.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's right and left.
Yep.
They getting jumped true. Every time they come in there. They getting jumped.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so that's why they smelled that comment. They was like, nah, I don't want to get jumped this week.
I can handle, I'm doing left and right here. It's not a problem. I can handle it.
You can't do middle. If you could do middle, your marriage would be better.
I'll tell you what, my marriage would be better if I wasn't terrorized by these fucking Karens in the suburbs on a daily basis. I am, you're not going to like this, but I am in a mixed race relationship in 1958.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean, I'm not saying my mixed race now. I'm saying my lifestyle is like a black and white couple in 1958 in Queens.
Now explain that.
Why?
My kids can't go to certain schools. We get accosted on the street. They vandalize my car. They fucking yell shit out their windows. When Biden was elected, they drove around my house honking and giving me the finger. Rich people are the worst people in America.
That sickens us.
Oh, poor you and your rich neighborhood where your rich neighbors don't like you.
Yes, how much
and I apologize for driving around your house. Listen to me, but I that was an interesting point he made about people making money, okay?
Yeah.
So he's making $22,000 a week, a month?
A month.
No.
So you've done something positive for yourself.
What?
That's $250 a year.
No, it's $2.2 million a year.
That's crazy. I won in, you white devil. I won in.
Dude, I started Vice Media in 1994. I've been doing media... For
George.
Like clockwork.
And they threw him out though. He started with some other whites and they turned their back on him and threw his white ass out. I told him not to trust white people.
That's happened a million times. I've survived financially despite being fired from every company I ever started.
I mean, me too.
He always has an exit plan. Yeah, Vice TV, the Proud Boys. What else you started? They fired you from?
Hipsters? No, I started. I started an ad agency called Rooster, and we were doing great. And then I did an interview.
And it turned into a black restaurant up in Harlem.
That's right. Black people took it.
I'll bet you $100 it's not there anymore.
No, it's still there. Red Russo's still there.
Okay, we did not shake on it. We did not shake on it. Russo's I started an ad agency called Rooster, and we were doing great. And then I got an interview, and they said, what do you think of trans? And I said, there's no such thing as trans. They're just mentally ill gays. And that started a boycott, and we lost the company.
Why wouldn't it start a boycott? You can't... What are you?
And then I've since realized they're actually worse than mentally ill gays. You know what they are?
Yeah, right. Man.
Like, you go from, like, loving women to, like, sniffing their panties, and then, like, you become such a disgusting pervert, you want to, like, put on their panties, that and then the next cool, thing you know, man. You're, like, wearing their shoes and putting on lipstick, and it's a way of, like, over-fetishizing women. So they're these disgusting heterosexual perverts who are like ladies, women. Next thing you know, they have their own tits that they're rubbing while they masturbate. Like, they're depraved fetishists.
So you don't think anybody was born in
their own
body?
That was my entire last relationship, was with a depraved fetishist, and it was the awesomest experience of my whole life. Grow up, get a fetish, Gavin. Everyone's doing it.
Oh, I got fetishes, but there's degrees, okay? Like, seeing a woman in high heel shoes in bed is one thing. Putting them on while you beat off is another.
Why and then pretending you're a woman is another. Fucking ancient boomer. Try it one more time.
Yeah, stop being an old man.
Okay, if not dressing up as a woman makes me Archie Bunker.
Yeah, then I want you to congratulate me on my new show that we start shooting in June. Me and Laverne Cox. Call Wallace and Son. Wallace and daughter. Wallace and daughter. So we're going to do that. So why can't you let people be who they want to be?
Let them be who they want to be. Why you got to make it some type of psychological fucking deficiency? It's like,
because they have a brutal suicide rate. You're encouraging people with a worse suicide rate than Jews in World War II.
What about surgeons? Surgeons got the highest suicide rate out of any fucking occupation.
Yeah, that's because they're doing sex changes all day and they're puking.
Oh my God, that was pretty good.
This damn guy has a good answer for everything. And it's not surgeon, it's dentist, by the way.
It's not what?
It's not surgeons, it's dentist.
Oh, yeah. And we know why it's dentist, because every time someone sees them, they go, oh, Jesus Christ, it's you. It's like firemen don't have a high suicide rate, because every time someone sees them, they go, yay, you're saving my house.
And how are you still alive?
Believe me.
And don't bring up firemen, by the way, because that's socialism. There ain't nothing more socialist than fire departments. We all get the same fire department from our taxes. That's socialism.
Wrong, Sherrod. 75% of firemen in America are volunteer.
Not in New York City, socialists.
Oh,
you in Westchester.
Westchester? Yeah, Mr. Westchester.
You Westchester. You got a fire department, bro.
Yeah, it's volunteer in Westchester.
No, it's half volunteer.
No, it's some of your $2.2 million a year. Did you say $20 million a year? Yeah, you pay for that fire department.
Thank you. You paying for that shit. That's socialism.
Okay. You know what? We'll keep your firemen. We'll keep the police. We'll keep the army. The rest can be privatized. Energy, education, everything else.
That's so dumb. You know, you are so concerned about black families. You are so concerned about black families, and yet what broke up black families is private prisons. And that's capitalism doing its dirtiest to people.
And Biden just signed that order that they ended that. So it's no more new private prisons, and everybody else's contracts.
I agree. Look, I hate the drug war. The drug war and welfare are a deadly combination that made prisons black. Back when
arresting the wrong people. Nobody black was bringing it over to this country. Exactly. Nobody black was bringing cocaine from Colombia. So they was arresting the wrong people just to fill up the prisons. Exactly. If they really wanted to stop it, arrest the motherfuckers bringing it.
Yeah, but these motherfuckers,
white folks,
these motherfuckers wouldn't have been getting involved in crime if they had dads.
Come on, Karen. It doesn't matter if you had dad or not.
Come on, Karen. What are these motherfuckers talking about, Karen? These motherfuckers are.
It's like, listen to me. Joe Kennedy had a dad, motherfucker. He sold the crack of his day, fucking bootlegger, and his son was the president. So don't tell me about everybody do fucking mischievous things to get their wealth. And so did fucking the Kennedys.
That's a stretch, dude. That is a stretch.
The Kennedys, he was a bootlegger.
Yes, he was a totally corrupt criminal.
And then he was ambassador to England. And then his son became president, first Irish president of America.
Yeah, he was better at crime than most.
So
he was
crime pays. That's what we see.
Who are you guys
crime
talking
pays
about now? You're talking about Kennedy or Trump. Who are you talking about now?
Both.
His dad, his son.
Trump's a first generation American. He don't care about America.
What?
Oh, he's my God. New here.
Trump, you know what? Why Trump
new,
is
new? First generation, like the people he's trying to keep out.
I'm zero generation.
I know, nigga. I remind you every time I get.
Trump is. You should love Trump because he's anti old school money. He's Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. You know why wasps hate Trump?
I like that part of him.
Because he'd have these country clubs, and you're supposed to have like the Jewish country club, the black country club, the wasp.
That's what you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck that. If you have enough money to join my club, you're in. Yeah, and that pissed off all the old money people because they're like, what are you doing? It's like a circus in there.
But I'm not saying everything about him is bad. Liking things about Trump is like things about Thanos.
Everything like about Thanos. Everything cool. about Trump is bad.
But he want to destroy us.
Yes.
He want to destroy who? Blacks?
America. He don't care about America. He cares about Trump.
Crazy talk.
He cares about Trump.
He cares about Trump.
He cares about Trump. Over America. Well, is that not true?
Maniac. Sure.
Is that not true? He cares about Trump over America. Is that not true?
I don't even know what that means. I care about me over America.
No, you don't. You're not going to take the. Well, you might. Yeah, you're not
I would
a good.
Blow up the country to save my life, but there'd be no country left. Trump is the he's a punk rocker. He's a pit bull. He's a bull in a china shop, and I don't like the china shop.
No, he's not.
The
he's
china shop is the government, by the way, not America.
Mike Cobb. He's good at what he does, but he's a racist.
Okay. Oh, fuck racism. I'm so sick of this subject.
Not like old school racism. Don't get me wrong. I've been on TV with Trump and Melania. I know both of them.
Racism doesn't exist.
Ooh, here we go.
It's over. It's over. Let's move on.
I'm having
preach, Westchester. Preach.
Gavin, bring your wife in here to say that racism don't exist.
Yeah, it exists in your house. She's not here. She's getting a spray tan.
It exists in your house.
my wife's mother was called like a squaw and whatever Indian insults they had back then. Sure, it was bad. Things were bad.
Red.
My wife has been nothing but popular for being a squaw. Everyone's like, ooh, I have an American Indian friend. It's not a thing. My best friend was black most of my life. Some of my best friends are black, as they say.
Bullshit.
He was always drowning in white pussy. It was embarrassing. When we went to Scotland, it was like he was in the Beatles. We had to like run because he was being chased by hot chicks.
But you know who else was chasing him? The white cops.
Wrong-a-rooney.
Right-a-rooney.
Do you have a criminal record, Sherrod?
Of course not. I'm too pretty.
Dude, Sherrod, you threw dynamite into your competing frat's kitchen.
I didn't do it. A friend of mine did it. But I was there. But that was college kids just acting up. Listen, that's why when black kids
do stuff. College kids acting up is toilet paper in the tree and it's maybe egging a house. You fucking had a terrorist act. You blew up a building.
The kitchen blew up, but I didn't do it.
The kitchen blew up.
Allegedly. That was college stuff. It's like when white kids take a car, it's joyriding. When black kids take a car, it's Grand Theft Auto.
Whatever. Look, it's cool to be black.
Act like you ain't never
it's
do something.
Cool to be black since like 1970.
What do you mean cool to be? Like in what? Like in getting a home loan?
You can't get a home loan if you don't have enough money and good enough credit. Although Fannie Mae reversed that. It didn't go great.
Generations, when wealth has been stolen away from your people for generations because you were unable to own things and got things taken away from you, like property and things that can pass wealth on.
Dude, stop bitching about generations and all the past and how the past. When Africans come here, they thrive. You know, whites are the seventh most successful ethnic group in America. Seventh. We're below African immigrants. We're below Asians. We're below Lebanese.
You said whites, the seventh most.
He said whites are the seventh lowest.
First of all, white is not ethnicity. Seventh ethnicity.
They come number seven as far as successful.
It's not ethnicity. So you mean Italians or Irish or England?
Those are whites. They're in number seven.
Well, actually, only Germanians. Germans are whites.
Number one are Asians. Asians are kicking ass.
Irish ain't been white, but in
America.
Okay,
he knows
the
numbers.
Give me. Irish ain't been white, but in America.
Give me one.
African immigrants are destroying. I don't mean destroying, but I mean in like the Game Boy sense. African immigrants are doing much better than ethnic whites in America. We're only number seven. But for some reason, because Warren Buffett is rich and George Soros is rich, then we must be like stealing all the money. You can't keep complaining about the past. I'm Scottish. We were under siege from England for 700 years. I'm also Irish. We were fucking slaves. We never mention it. We never mention Irish slavery.
But Jews like this never forget. How can blacks can never forget? Jews can say that all day. Israel, they all say that all day.
Never forget. All I hear is slavery all day, every day. Biden just yesterday said the number one problem in America is white supremacy.
Facts.
True.
Facts.
Oy vey.
Come on, Gavin. And you got to do your part to stop it, Gavin.
You know what it is? It's getting embarrassing. Constantly saying I'm a victim and slavery.
Nobody's saying that so many years ago.
It makes you look weak.
Nobody's a victim. But we got to forget. Socks
and just say, this is awesome. It was shitty. I'm not denying it wasn't shitty.
So we don't have to forget, right? We can remember it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So we don't repeat it.
Sure, I'm mad at England. For when I watch Braveheart, I get mad. But yeah, I know you do. I don't talk about it every day.
Listen,
you feel like you are William Wallace. Like you
I said I wanted to come here for 1 hour, and I didn't know race wars was going to be this hot. I swear to God, race wars. These bananas were just totally yellow. They were yellow. My fucking bananas have turned wilted. What the hell is this conversation? You guys have been strong. Sherrod, Devin, Karen, this has been the strongest conversation. And I'm glad you're here, Sherrod.
Thank you.
He would have eaten my ass up because I'm not up to date. All I do is tell jokes, okay? And I got a new book called, let me push that before I
Push the book. What's the book called?
Bull Twit and Whatnot. And this is some bull twit right here. I can tell you that right now. Bull twit and whatnot. And you go online and get that little ramblings from my brain. So I talk about laughter and bring all of us together. That is my job, okay? So that's what I do. So whatever you're doing there, making that $22 million, I do want to make that kind of money. But I tell you what, get the book, bull twit. It makes you pee out of your eye a little bit. Just a little online. You need to pee from your eye. You know, just
I was Conan last week, too. You was on Conan Live last week.
You know, I did Conan, and Conan's been in business 28 years, my first time doing it. And
really?
Yeah, I think he was surprised that I could handle him. I could handle him. Yeah. So, and that turned out very well. And we're doing everything, selling the book at georgewallace.com, Bull Twit. You know, I was voted top 25 funniest tweeters by Rolling Stone magazine. So we're having a little fun there. I'm not making Twitter. $22 million a year, but.
Two million a year.
$2 million.
See, I just lie. I just upgraded you and all your shit talking to me this morning. I just upgraded you by 100% from $2 million to. So, but I've enjoyed you guys, and I hope I can come back again. And
you know, I love you always.
This has been great, and we'll come when I get back to New York. We're gonna run the streets together again, Sherrod. Okay. Yeah. Karen, always good seeing you. And
love you. You're the absolute finest.
With your colorful life. I got my George Wallace, the man in the purple jacket. No matter whatever, I got to wear the purple jacket.
I like it. They like asked me that day.
My publicist says, are you going to wear something different? I said, fuck no, I'm going to wear my purple jacket. That's what I want people to say. I'm sure. I just took my Christmas tree down. You see this big space back there. So I tend to stick with the same thing today.
Let's switch it up.
Hope you guys can still hear me. But
we still hear you.
You guys, I have to run.
All right. Because it's Thanks 5 for coming o'clock. On again, Georgie. We love you.
Oh, anytime. I love you too. And I learned something today. Stay the fuck away from Gavin, okay? It's all in Karen. It's all in your hands now, Karen. You got him, okay? Just look down to your left there, Karen. Look down to your left and you'll see Gavin. He's there waiting for you. The Westchester Wonder Bread Pepsi Cola guy. God bless all of y'all, okay?
God bless you, brother. See you soon. Okay. Gavin, what do you want to? You got to plug some pluggy plugs?
Can I just say one last thing?
Yes.
Here's my belief about race in America.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
I believe that we had a racist country in the whatever up to the 60s. Yeah. Martin Luther King was doing this talking about equality, and most people were like, yeah, whatever, Negro. We'll get to it eventually. I don't even know what he's talking about. And then someone shot him.
Yeah.
And the entire country went, whoa. Okay, wait, what? Whoa, what the fuck has been going on? You got me. You got my interest, right? Yeah. And they said, we need to fix this. And soon after, everyone started saying, all right, let's try to fix this problem. Black is cool. You know, you had Whitey on the Moon in the Last Poets in the 70s. And it was cool to be black and the big afros and black pow, yeah. And then the 80s, you know, we had rap and all these white kids wanted to be black so bad and it was cool. And, you know, 2000s, you know, David Cross is beating off every night because he knows Questlove and everything was cool. And then we had, you know, Trayvon and Floyd and the Antifa and the BLM riots. And I honestly believe this year that America has gone, all right, it's not working and we're getting a divorce. And it's not just a black white divorce, it's a black divorce, a Hispanic divorce, a white divorce. And then within the white world, it's left and right are getting divorced. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 groups that are just not, that they don't want to talk anymore. Like this kind of thing that we're doing now is not going to happen outside of race wars. It doesn't happen on censor.tv anymore. William F. Buckley and Gore, what's his name? They're not going to be doing that anymore. Right. Everyone is going to have their own, not just like socially and on social media, but communities. That's like scary. I'm moving out of this neighborhood. These people are fucking insane. I'm going to move to some cop land and we'll all have our own little areas and we're not talking anymore. So we're going back to pre-MLK assassination after a half a century experiment. And I think it's sad.
How do we stop it? I think race was, I'm out here trying to stop it. I brought you and George Wallace together and not the governor from the past, the black George Wallace.
You're wasting your energy, Sherrod. Give it up. Stop having me on your show.
No, I can't stop, nigga. I can't let you go. I can't quit you, Gavin.
I mean, America have quit. One more strike on YouTube before we get banned for having
you. Yeah, that's another thing. You had the video removed.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
But you know what?
Like, I don't want to
send it away.
It was like,
once you, me and you ain't friends no more, nigga, you lost to the universe.
It was just your name, honestly. There was like nothing. It was just such an innocent podcast. And I appealed it and like nothing. They're not about it.
They hate him over there at Facebook.
They hate
all the
so much.
He got banned from, how do you get banned from Venmo and PayPal? He got banned from that.
That's not surprising anymore. Bank of America gave all of their data to the FBI. For everyone who went to DC on January 6th.
Good.
Like, we're no good?
Good. Fucking stay away from the Capitol with your guns, idiots.
But you know, Bank of America is an Italian firm. They thought about Italians, and that they made that bank so they can feel more American. Bank of America is all Italians.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's juicy.
There you go. See? So maybe it's a mob thing. Maybe somebody's like, take the heat off of me. I'll give you all this information.
Yeah, maybe. I would believe that. Italians are all corrupt. Look, using this bottle cap, I made this
one true thing you said this entire hour.
What is that?
Nice. What is it?
We'll sell it
online. Guy I made with the bottle cap while you were arguing.
Love it. I like it. Let's sell that out. Let's give that to one of the lucky listeners.
Hey, we love it. Yeah, why not? I'm proud of you.
I mean, even Hitler drew, right?
Can I show you something? This is the not lip gloss well. I applied while you guys were yelling.
There we go.
I'm going to sell it
go.
To someone.
Well,
all right, I got to go. Karen, what you got to tease? Tease something.
Censored.tv. We're banned from everything. And the beauty of censored.tv is it's the island of misfit toys for people who are banned. So Laura Loomer is there.
That's what Race Wars is. That's why I bring you in. I bring in all the Ann Coulter, fucking Milo. All the motherfuckers, everybody says, you know, got to get banned to the island of Kramer.
Isn't it funny, too? Like, Ann Coulter's the Antichrist, and then you meet her, and you're like, all right, what are these horrible views? Did the Holocaust not happen? Are blacks animals? And then you hear her talk, and you're like, you're just Bill Clinton in 2004.
I love her so much. Me from the future has a special place in my heart always.
That's why I try to bring race war, try to bring, because everybody, we all human beings, man, and we all got our opinions, and that don't have to be the only thing that we judge each other by.
Great point. And that used to be the way it was in the 80s and even up to the like early 90s. You didn't even know how your neighbor voted.
It was literally now you can't like that.
It's sad that it's like it's getting so far away from it, as people are going to be scared to talk their own truth. And that's the last thing we want.
Right. You need a devil's advocate position to iron out the kinks. You have to say weird shit. You have to be colorful.
Plus, it shows more things we have in common than things we have not in common, man.
For example, I love rap.
Rap hates you. Race Wars, had a good episode. It's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Bring me on your show too, you asshole.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Let's have some fun. So
Let's do Monday.
I'll come through.
Yeah, okay. And don't forget to like us, rate us, subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, check us out on YouTube. I'm going to put this episode up and we'll see what happens. You can watch us. I'm literally glowing. I've never looked better in my entire life here in my prime. And you can hit me up if you feel like it on social. Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N-M-A-R-G-O-L-A-S, Karen Kardashian on TikTok, and come say hi.
That's why I thought I'll have Gavin and George Wallace on at the same time, because who hates George Wallace? Nobody.
No, what a legend.
Who hates Gavin? Everybody.
Literally
his Twitter is amazing. And his Twitter is so, the amazing. Jokes are also old fashioned. They're just like quality
jokes.
Based jokes with no, you know, modern wokeism in it.
Yes, it's solid fucking, it's the science of it is just old school, but it's all this new shit and it all works.
There's plenty of modern wokeism. He's genius. He's the absolute best.
He's a genius.
It's the physics.
Race Wars. All right, so yeah, that was a good episode. I'm going to be at the Comedy Cellar actually doing a live show on February 24th. Check that out at thecomedycellar.com. First live show, they testing everybody. I'm scared, but fuck it, it's money. And I'm doing a show tomorrow, Saturday, with Jeff Ross. We're doing some type of roast thing for a rich dude in Boston, so wish me luck. I'll try to send out a link for that too. Smallworldcomedy.com. Race Wars, fun time, huh?
The best.
All right, guys, love you.
Bye,
guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.